For years, I've been bragging on the team at Allied Outdoor Solutions in Houston for the beautiful work they do to make your outdoor area, your backyard, look like a resort. Well, their business has just grown and grown organically because they do great work. Your walkways, the area around your pool, your outdoor kitchen, all of that. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. And now, over the years, it's taken 20 years, they're now in Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. 844-846-1010. Call them at 844-846-1010.
It's that time. Lock and load. The Michael Vary Show is on the air.
Between us and the Republicans is that we really are a big tent party.
What is the difference between a Democrat and a socialist?
The relevant debate that we'll be having over the course of this campaign is, what's the difference between a Democrat and a Republican?
I think it's a huge difference.
How many teeth would you guess Debbie Wasserman Schultz have in her mouth?
I'm going to say 50.
Well, it sure is mashed up in there tight, honey.
Brush your teeth every day, then babe, you'll have a beautiful smile. Smile, smile, smile. My baby's got a beautiful smile, smile, smile.
Does the Democratic Party, when I was watching the debate, I was thinking this, does the Democratic Party lack diversity? I didn't see a Latino or an African American or an Asian on that.
Show here. Hey, girl, this is Sherry Kulikka. Girl, Michael Bear was supposed to send producer Kenley and Chandler and whatever these old, what's the one that dinged the bell, Ramona? They're supposed to come over here and put me in a microphone where I sound right. Now, here, I'm trying to get on here and do some stuff, and every time I do, this lady come back with a Hawaii airport code. She told me I'm cleared to land on runway 26, hunty. I don't know what she talking about or what medication she on here. But there's something need to be did, because I only get 5 channels on this damn antenna. Y'all cut my cable off down here. Now here, I can't see nothing but me TV, and 90% I'm over it. Now here. You know what? My butt hurt. What do they call it, doctor?
Arthritis.
No, the one that do hemorrhoid.
Oh, that's the guy in the cat.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So I went downstairs to the fridge during the break. You the one that got the waters? And Ramon, we didn't have waters. It's our new studio, so everything is new. We started from scratch. And so Ramon got the waters, and he got Fiji, which I like. I don't really think there's any difference in the waters. I just like the bottle better. And that water becomes that bottle becomes a reusable water bottle, and I like that about it. I would like to support Ozarka because I used to work at Ozarka in school. It was one of the best gigs I ever got when I was working, you know, while I was going to school. But they have reduced the plastic in their bottle to such an extent that it makes a crackling noise, and that noise sets me off. And Fiji's the last one to hold out with a good quality bottle that fits everywhere. But I say all that to say this. I opened the fridge to get the water out, and the water, it's come in like a pallet or, you know, a packet of maybe 12 or 16 of them in there. Ramon has taken the plastic and set it in there and torn the plastic just enough to take one water bottle out, as opposed to ripping all the plastic out and putting it in there. And it got me to thinking, do you remember the first time as a kid when you went to somebody else's house and you realized that that they did something different than y'all do things, and it shook you because you thought everybody did it exact? I'll tell you what mine was. Mine was when I realized that some families refrigerate their bread. I just couldn't understand that. I could not imagine that they would refrigerate their bread. The other thing we didn't do We didn't refrigerate things that are shelf-stable, and I don't understand why people do. Like Tabasco sauce, we didn't put that in the fridge. So that means that when you put your Tabasco sauce on something, it's cold. Why would you do that? You don't have to do it. Ramon, what would yours be? First time you went to somebody's house and it was different, and something that you took for granted that was y'all, that y'all all, that y'all always did. Oh, people buying milk not by the gallon. What, a smaller version? Because we drank a lot of milk growing up. A lot of milk. We'd have several gallons of milk. And when it would start getting low, well, you'd start getting nervous. And my brother, Chris, was like Tim McGraw in Friday Night Lights. He'd go to the fridge and take that gallon and turn it up and drink it. And he'd do it when my parents weren't there, but he'd do it where I could see him and dare me to tell him. Because then he didn't want to drink after it, right? Today, I wouldn't care. There's germs everywhere, and who gives a damn? But in those days, Chris had ruined the whole thing. And so if you want to, hey, I can't drop Dwayne. Oh, there we go. All right. I'm having trouble dropping a call. And if they're live on the air, I'm also still having trouble dropping. Like when the call's over, I'm having trouble dropping it. I'm sorry y'all are having to hear this, but we're just still working through our systems here. RJ on, RJ's not on the black line. I just realized that's what he's, okay, so I'm hitting answer. See this? I'm hitting answer, and it's not letting me. Watch this. Okay. You did it, but it's not working for me. RJ? Hello, RJ. Yeah, see, it's not going. Oh, there we go. RJ?
So, hello.
Yep, you're up.
Michael.
Yep.
So, just a couple of observations. I noticed you got the new studio, which is great. You know, I'm sure y'all will work out the kinks. You're going on some nice trips and whatnot. About to go on another one. Noticed you got a new phone number. That was good. Cost you $7,000. But a little observation I noticed, and you preluded to it. There's no black line, Michael. You want to explain that? I mean,
I,
hey, look, Mike, I got a partner, Mike. For $500, he can get you a new line and HBO Max.
Oh, wow.
It ain't even $7,000, Mike. Yeah. But you have to share it.
Is this a splitter? Are we going to split it with the neighbor?
Yeah, it's a splitter. Yeah, you got to split it with the neighbor.
I didn't know about all that until we got to college, because we were out in the country. And so when we got cable and we were excited about it. But the first time I saw that people had splitters and everybody, like we lived, my wife and I were in a condo, and there was one guy that had cable and we all split off of it. And you paid him for that box. And that was the first time I realized that. But you know what's funny? I hadn't even thought about that. Well, we thought about it when we first started our lines. But what we'll do, RJ, is when you call up, you just call up and say, "Hey, I'm black," and then that will make that the black line. I can't hit hold now. I'm trying to hit hold just to see if I can do hold and no. You have to close what? Oh, so my genius idea, which turns out probably not to have been so genius, is I wanted a web-based phone system, because that way when I'm in Colorado, I can answer calls from there. Or wherever I am on the road, I could answer, I could do that. And then my goal is for Ramon not to have to answer phone calls, because he's got 10 other things in the cockpit that he's running. He's you know, moving parts. And so my goal was that we'd be able to have someone who'd be a full-time phone screener. But the software is still getting there. Anyway, it's Open Line Friday, 713-999-1000.
Live, laugh, learn. Doing it big on The Michael Berry Show.
Somewhere to go. Won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave.
Lay down, Sally, and rest you in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally,
no need to leave so soon.
I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
Game Friday. 713-999-1000. Ramon, I've managed to close out my phone system. Can you just tell me who the next caller is? I'll see if I... All right, Brian, you're on the Michael Berry Show. I have no idea what you're calling about because I don't have my screen, but you take it away.
Hello?
Yep, you're up, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling to talk about fasting.
Okay.
You guys talk about fasting pretty regular on your show, and, you know, I could tell you right now that I started fasting about 1,064 days ago, and the reason why I know that to be exact is because I keep an accountability chart on my phone, and, you know, I've lost over 70 pounds, and I tell you what, the discipline that it brings into your life is truly astounding.
What accountability program do you use?
I use Life. It's an app that I use that I just, you know, got on my phone here. But, you know, it keeps track of everything. It keeps track of your, you know, total hours and stuff like that. So I can look on my app right now and see that I've been fasting for 21,456 hours total out of 1,042 fasts. And it keeps your longest fast, and it, you know, tells you how many hours you've been in ketosis and this and that. But the great thing about this program is that it's you versus you. And if you want to be 300 pounds and overweight and, you know, be unhealthy, that is up to you to make a change. You know, I spent years in a chair after an injury in 2016. And, you know, finally, 1,042 days ago, I said, you know what, my kids are watching me. I need to get up out of this chair and, you know, and start to take my life back, and knew that ain't nobody was going to come save me except for me. And I love to eat, but now I eat once a day. And, you know, and like I said, intermittent fasting has done more than just made me more healthier and more fit, but it's also put that sense of purpose back in my life as well. And it's really, you know, helped reinvent and as a husband as well. So it's a very, very, very good beneficial program. And I definitely encourage others to do it, to help change their life.
It's interesting you say that, because for me, well, what's really interesting is you saying it's you versus you. I sent an email to a buddy of mine. Well, I'll tell you his name, Andy Jackson. And he will start into intermittent fasting, and then he'll go on vacation.
Yeah, that'll be fine. You got the weekend to figure it out. Can you hear me?
That's another line coming through. I don't know who that is. That must be an engineer talking down the line. I don't know. Anyway, so that was funny. So I sent him a text this morning because he wanted to know what my weight was. And when I sent it back, he was hoping that I'd gotten fat, and he was bummed out. And so I sent back his, and he wasn't where he had hoped to be today. And I said, Andy, you're not cut out for this. This requires incredible discipline and suffering. It is a contest with yourself, and I don't think you can win. It requires foregoing gratification and delaying rewards for a greater cause down the road. You'd rather just eat hamburgers and cake. And he sent back a meme of Morgan Freeman pointing up, and it said, he's right, you know. But that was really more my motivation, because guys don't respond to, you can do this. Come on now. You can do this. That's not competitive. Guys want to be told they can't do something. If you want a competitive guy to do something, you tell him, you can't do this. Only I can do this. You don't have the stones to do this. And it'll piss them off so bad that they'll drive themselves to do it. But, you know, the idea of accountability is something, and imposing accountability on yourself is something that I always just went full blast, 90-0 my entire life. But as I've gotten older, I've begun this process of forcing myself to be accountable and understanding that why we make bad decisions is that we don't have a system, a structure in place that keeps us accountable. In other words, I have to be up every morning to do the show. And so does Ramon, and so does Chad, and so does Jim. And on days that I don't have to do the show, I like to sleep in. That is, for me, one of my great treats in life is to sleep until the point that I can sleep no more. I have no, it is in no way a burden to get out of bed because, you know, I have to be somewhere, I have something to do, which is why I won't book things on the weekend, because I want to be able to sleep as long as I can. There is an accountability. You're holding me accountable that I have to be here on the air at this time. Well, if I'm going to do my workout, I've got to do it before I start prep and do everything else that we have to do here. So, and if I'm going to, and so all of those things, by the time I back into those, it means I have to be up at an insanely early hour, and it means I've got to start getting things done early. And I know that if I didn't have that holding me accountable, it's very public. If I'm not here on the air, you know, because there's no content. If Ramon's not here, there's nobody to, if Chad's not here. So that's our built-in accountability. I find that the more ways in which I can impose upon myself structure and accountability that forces me to confront reality, the better off I am. For instance, when I'd gotten fat as a hog and was weighing in at 240, now you might say, 240 is not that fat. It was for me. I don't have a big frame. 240 for me was fat, and it looked awful. And I knew it looked awful. So what did I do? Anytime there was a photo, I'd grab the phone and take it because I didn't like the way I looked in a photo. Well, if you force yourself to be photographed, which I now do, man, you put on 5 pounds and you see it right there. You have a little more than you ought to. It kind of bloats you. You'll see it in your face. And you have, and if you force yourself to take photos and look at yourself, there's your accountability. I'm sure that's what supermodels do, is knowing that they're going to be photographed and everybody's going to be picking it. Well, is this right? It, every time you sit down to eat, you think about, whew. We're all looking for a way to ache less, sleep better, feel better. The Trusted Lab.com has helped me and a lot of our listeners. TheTrustedLab.com. Completely legal, lab tested, based in Texas. They'll deliver to you wherever you are. TheTrustedLab.com. Legal in all 50 states. TheTrustedLab.com. TheTrustedLab.com. Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you. 844-846-1010. 844-846-1010. A second on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. I mean, that makes sense when you're holding yourself accountable. That makes absolute sense. Do I really want that piece of cake that badly? Do I really want that bread that badly? So a lot of folks will ask, do we do soda or do we do intermittent fasting? Ramon lost his first 80 pounds of his 160 doing intermittent fasting. Then he plateaued. Then he went to soda, and he went from not eating except for 1 hour a day to eating constantly through soda. But it's the right blend, the right mix. He lost another 80 pounds. Now, about once a month, he'll go back for a week on the management program, the stabilizing, and the rest of the time he does intermittent fasting. It's not that one or the other is perfect for you, but try them both. And you'll feel great.
The czar is on.
Well done, sir.
This is the Michael Berry Show.
This is my river hat. I've had it for years. I've shared some good times in it. Drank a lot of beers. It fell in a campfire on the banks of the Comal River. It burned a hole clean through it. Old Chuck said it matched my liver, so I think I'll raise a cold can for the things that keep us together, and I'll bring a toast to old friends and the times we'll always remember. If you've ever had a good time here, get them up, sing along. This is our river song.
I ate a kid's meal at McDonald's yesterday. His mom didn't seem to appreciate that.
Searched all day and rescued Flip. The flop's still out there somewhere. Like my free old fishing buddy Mark, the Marines shipped him away.
A friend of mine's girlfriend came at him with a balloon that said, "Will you marry me?" So he popped the question. Floating the river weather, isn't it? I just realized that. You can't hear me, can you? You can't hear me, can you? You can? I know. I just didn't know if you could hear me or not. Rick, you're on the Michael Berry Show. Go ahead. Rick? Rick, you are on the Michael Berry Show. Well, it's not working. Let's try Ron. We're still working through this. I told y'all it's going to be a good month of making all this happen. The studios, we were... Rick, you're on the Michael Berry Show. It may not be the system. Sometimes it's... Okay. All right. By the way, when you call in, full warning, you're getting a feedback of yourself, so you're going to hear an echo when you're on the phone with our team. We're working through that. There's just a lot of things that we took for granted that had been built in and had been tested over the years. And for 17 years, we'd sorted them all out. We're starting back from scratch. Rick?
Okay. Yes. We have a local judge. I have three stories.
All right.
Local judge is trying cases by iPad. Picking a jury takes 3 days. Think about that. And then we have our constable's deputies going out all over the county, dropping off and picking up iPads instead of doing their jobs. That's number one. Number two, you talked the other day about the highway system. Huey Long, back in the 20s and 30s, legislature gave him 100 miles of hardtop road. They said, "Huey, what are you going to do with the road? You're going to make a road from Baton Rouge to New Orleans?" He said, "Heck no. I'm going to put 5 miles out, take the 10 biggest cities, I'm going to put 5 miles each direction, opposite directions." "What are you talking about? That's stupid." He said, No. "These people will be driving their Model A's and their Model T's at 35, 40 miles an hour, maybe more, and they'll be delighted until they hit that mud and those ruts, and they'll cuss. And then when I ask them next year for some more taxes for roads, they're going to say, heck yes." The third quick story, Bob Eccles, remember him from way back when, commissioner?
Yeah.
My buddy worked for him. Mm-hmm. No. I'm not talking about Robert.
Oh, the old man. Yeah, he was a county commissioner. That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so... He called it. My buddy worked for him. He called him up and said, "Look, I want you to be at Barker Cypress and Buffalo Speedway, Buffalo Bar, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning." He said, "What?" He said, "What? Yeah, there'll be a canoe there, and you're going to meet some people, and you're going to canoe them from there to Voss Road." Said, "What? I'm not doing that. That's too far. I can't." "Yeah, you will. I've got it covered." "That's too far. It's miles." He says, "At midnight, I'm going to have the Corps of Engineers open the dam. The water will be going down for 10 or 15 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be a piece of cake." So he shows up, and his two guests are Mrs. Lee P. Brown and a bodyguard. Now, I don't know if you saw Fox News last night. They were showing a guy who catches 8-9 foot cars downtown mm-hmm. in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so they get in there. Of course, neither one of them picks up a paddle. And all around the boat are these huge, huge carpets. And these city folks are scared to death. They finally get down, and they finally get down to Voss. They get out, and they were some kind of unhappy. three quick stories.
You know, Lee P. Brown really believed he was some sort of king. He was so arrogant. And I mean a level of arrogance. He was so entitled. And I had the displeasure of serving for 2 years on city council, which were my first 2 years were his last 2 years as mayor. And I would question him at every turn, half the time just to piss him off. And he saw me as this little punk who had no business having opinions. But first of all, he's a very mean-spirited person. He is the prototypical bad police chief. I don't think police chiefs are, by and large, necessarily bad people. He was the bad police chief. That was what he was his entire career. And he got away with that. And number two, he was dumb. And it was very easy when he would make a point to contradict his point. That was a sound that wasn't supposed to be in there. It was very easy to contradict his point and twist him up in his logic and make a fool of him. And that made him angry. And number three, he has a speech impediment, which, look, you don't choose to have a speech impediment, but it added to his frustration and inability to get his points out. And when I would say, oh, is that right? Because last week you said this, and show the contradiction. And so what he would do, and he would start tapping on the table in front of him where we were at city council. He would start tapping on it, and then he would remain silent, and he would stare forward like he was very, very angry. And I just smirked because I thought it was hilarious. Because it was.
Snowflakes.
Did I trigger you? Did I trigger you?
Prepare for a complete meltdown. With more of the Michael Berry Show.
Standing on Main Street across from Mr. Blues, my faded leather jacket, my weatherproof shoes. A chill north wind was blowing, but the spring was coming on. So I wanted to myself just how long I had been gone. So I strolled across old Main Street, walked down a flight of stairs, stepped into the hall, saw all my friends were there. The neon sign was flashing, welcome, come on in. It feels so good, feeling good again. My favorite band was playing.
713-999-1000. Thousand.
Everybody sang along. Dan Margarita were swaying side.
See if you can pick up Jeff the Builder for me. 713-999-1000. Hang in there, folks. It's going to be a good month for us to get all the systems built, tested, fixed. It's a patch for every single thing. It's like a punch list if you've ever built a home or even done a renovation. Every little thing has to be tested, and for most of the functions of us conducting a radio show, we can test them all day, but it's not till it goes live and we have to send it to our affiliates that we figure out where the system is messed up and we have to restart it. So we're going to get through this. Just be patient. I know y'all are frustrated, or at least a few of you are, and I do appreciate your feedback because that's how we know when there's an echo or whatever else. And I fully expect that. Now, Ramon has pulled all his hair out. He has no hair on top of his head right now because he is so upset. And I told him, we're playing baseball. We're playing, but it's going to be some errors. We're going to get through this. All right. Jeff the Builder, you're up. Go ahead, sir.
I have no idea what a punch list is, sir. You might need to explain that to me.
Hey, I got to tell you. So I go to the branch, the restaurant, a couple days ago. And Kyle, the owner, is behind the counter. And he said, Mr. Berry, I got to tell you, we have been flooded with people who have come over here because you talked about us on the air. I said, sir, I would love to take credit for that, but I didn't talk about you on the air. Jeff the Builder did. And he said, yes, Jeff, he's a regular in here. He's a nice guy. And I said, honestly, he talked about you for about 30 seconds, and I'm surprised you got that kind of response? And he said, oh, it's been unbelievable. Four different people, Crockett and I went over there and had lunch on Saturday, maybe, or Sunday, I can't remember. But Crockett and I went over there and had lunch together. And four different people, while we were there, came up and said, we heard about this place because of you. We came and tried it. And some of them had been coming back several times since then. So, Jeff, you've developed quite the following, I must say.
It's interesting, for sure, because I went to my barbacoa spot this morning. It was filled with gringos, which threw me off to degree. But, yeah, I was at the branch yesterday. He was still glowing from all the reviews over there. Everyone that sat down, you know, that's the table Michael Berry sat in. So it's very, very funny. I like it a lot.
Well, you know, I am not one to tell people how to do their business, because I know as a business owner, it's unpleasant when you've got this thing you want to do and everybody wants to tell you, I love your place, but I want you to change this. That having been said, I'm going to share this with you. I like Tater Tots, and his tater tots are good, but I never, ever prefer tater tots to French fries. And I don't know why he does. I don't know if it's kitchen. I don't know what the issue is, but he serves tater tots instead of French fries. And I'm a French fry man.
Gotcha. I thought it was a unique flair on it, but I would have to agree. Also, tater tot is not always my favorite or go-to. But
it's never
they
mine.
Had it with that mayonnaise or the spicy aspect to it. I mean, I enjoyed it, but that vindaloo Frito pie is what set me off. And yesterday, I did the spicy Korean chicken and dumplings and the chicken fried steak, and they were both on top of his game.
Well, I have not very, very good. I have not branched out from the branch menu just yet, but I will tell you that Crockett wanted to go for burgers, and I said, well, let's go and test this place's burger. We were running some errands together. Let's go and test their burger together, and we'll rate it and see how it goes, and then I'm going to go back and try all the other things. But for me, kind of like, what's his name, Jeff, the locker room manager at the Houston Country Club, Jeff Hopkins, I think's his name. I call him Hamburger Hopkins, and because he has a whole hamburger list. He's done all these, he does all these reviews, but when he goes into a place, he eats a cheeseburger with bacon and something else on it, but he always also gets a regular cheeseburger because he wants to compare. You know, that's sort of the staple, right? And then he looks at the bacon cheeseburger as a separate thing, and he judges it that way. But my thought is, if I'm going to try a restaurant for the first time, I'm going to try their standard staple of the place, the burger, and then I'm going to go off and try all the other stuff. So I'll go back and try that.
Agreed. I am on the same. It's like when I go to an Asian restaurant, I have to have the egg rolls and then what I know is going to be a repeat, because it gives you a good basis how to compare things on them. So excellent. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's a pretty neat place.
I will be back
over the weekend.
I will be back. It's very casual. And, you know, it is something that there are too few of anymore, sort of the original style of neighborhood restaurant, because the people who came up and said hello to me were people who were proud of the fact that we had that we were there and that we'd talked about it on the air, and who made the point that, hey, thanks for coming to our neighborhood. They had a neighborhood pride in their place because it's in their neighborhood, the Spring Branch neighborhood. We have a listener named Faisal Punawala, and he owns a medical supply company around the corner from there. And he lives walking distance from that restaurant. And so, you know, when that's your little enclave, that's your little hood, and people are talking about it and bringing business into it so your restaurants will survive, that sense of neighborhood pride and the sense within the restaurant of neighborliness. People were sitting at the bar, and Crockett and I sat at a table over to the left when you walk in, and I wanted to get a good view of the place so I could see, you know, who's coming in, who's going out, what's the vibe, you know, what's the interaction of the people. And people were randomly speaking to each other like you were in a small town, you know, throwing up a wave as you drive on a country road. And you don't see that very much any longer. I also liked the fact that there were a lot of young families. So you'd have, a 30-year-old couple and their 3-year-old, and then they're carrying a baby in the whatever you call those things in. And that's always I like that particular vibe as well. So the place is called The Branch. Y'all want to go check it out. I had one of the best meals I've had in years. We took my niece and her husband, my wife and I did yesterday, and we went to the Federal American Grill at Campbell and I-10. And I had what they call their chicken federale, which is one of the dishes I ate when I was losing weight, not trying to maintain. And I hadn't had it in a while. And I forgot how good that is. It has couscous, Ramon. You like couscous? You would. You like this couscous? You would. Well, you, just one couscous isn't good enough. It's double couscous.
For years, I've been bragging on the team at Allied Outdoor Solutions in Houston for the beautiful work they do to make your outdoor area, your backyard, look like a resort. Well, their business has just grown and grown organically because they do great work. Your walkways, the area around your pool, your outdoor kitchen, all of that. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. And now, over the years, it's taken 20 years, they're now in Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, 844-846-1010. Call them at 844-846-1010.